Hello, listeners. In this podcast, I will be unboxing a Windows tablet that I purchased on March 17, 2015. Joining me via Team Talk are a few users, as well as a co-host, Darren Duff. I would like to give a special thanks and shout out to Darren for allowing me to unbox a tablet via his Team Talk server, as well as for the users who were there listening. So without further ado, let's get the show going.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this impromptu tablet unboxing. It's not going to be me doing the unboxing. I'm going to hand this over to Mr. Armando Maldonado. He is being so kind as to unbox his tablet. I tried to record mine a couple days ago, and it spectacularly just went didn't work at all, so he's going to do that, and we're recording with Team Talk directly from the client, so hopefully between the two of us, this recording will be preserved for those of you who can't make it live tonight, and for those who are hopefully going to make it, but show up late. So I'll turn it over to Armando for the unboxing, and he'll tell us all about what he's going to do.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you for hosting the server for us so we can do this unboxing. A couple things to note. The myth of, well, it's a Windows 8.1 tablet. It's hard to use. Trust me, once you get used to it, it's not that bad. Yours truly, Darren, can attest to that since we've been working with his tablet. And needless to say, it's been nothing but an enjoyment. And therefore, as he said earlier, prior to recording, it really convinced me to give the whole tablet thing a try. So the tablet we're going to unbox today is a Nextbook tablet. It cost $179 from Walmart. Yes, it does have a keyboard. Some tablets do come with the keyboard. Some don't come with the keyboard. Some come with the Windows key. Some do not come with the Windows key, as others can say. So I guess my advice would be you kind of have to really go and just check out the tablets. Make sure you know the orientation to the keys, where things are located, instead of trying to guess. Now, there's nothing wrong with guessing. I know we all like to say, but in my hand, I have this box. It's about, I don't know, maybe half size of my keyboard at the, in front of my computer. So I'm going to grab a... Oh, never mind. I would guess I was able to rip the tape because it comes sealed thanks to the factory, whoever built these things. We open the box. It's one of those boxes that you have the lid and it slides, and inside one box is another box. So basically they slide out kind of like your, I don't know, kind of like your router or whatever comes in. So we toss this box to the side. We have another box, same kind of setup. It almost feels like a keyboard box. And this particular box has two compartments. It's divided into two compartments. So we open the box. Inside the box, we have this big 10-inch tablet. It's a 10-inch tablet. It's very thin. It's about the size of a regular iPad per se. Darren's, on the other hand, is basically in between my mom's iPad mini and my, should I say, brand new tablet. His is, I think, an 8-inch.
It's a 7, actually.
Oh, it's a 7. So his is about the size of an iPad mini. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes, it is. Almost the exact same dimensions, I think.
So we'll set the tablet here to the side. And then we open this other, we take off this insert that the tablet sits on. And underneath this insert is, should I say, your keyboard / docking station. The keyboard is about the size of basically your laptop keyboard. If you have a, it's almost like a netbook. Think of it, if you guys have felt what a netbook is like, think of the keyboard as about the size of a netbook. So we'll set this to the side.
So is it a full-size keyboard then?
It would be like a full-size laptop keyboard, yes.
Does it have all the same keys, you think? Or does it have yes. function keys and all?
It does. I actually, that's the beauty about going to the store, whether it's Walmart, whether
you're right, absolutely.
I mean, Darren, if you want, you go ahead and give me your experiences in regards to your Bluetooth keyboard.
Basically, the keyboard I have is a Bluetooth keyboard. It's a Microsoft Universal Mobile Bluetooth keyboard, and it does not have a context menu key, which I never realized how much I use the context menu key. And when I don't have one, it's like, oh my goodness, and I don't know of a way to replicate that on a touchscreen device or the keyboard. And initially, I didn't think it had a delete. Well, it doesn't have a dedicated delete key. Essentially, you have to use the function key on the keyboard to, with in conjunction with backspace, and where they are means you have to use two hands. You can't do it as a one-handed. Well, you probably could do it as a one-handed gesture. But you're sort of playing Twister on the keyboard trying to do these different functions, which to me isn't that big of a deal. And the main advantage with that is because this keyboard is a universal keyboard in the sense that you flip a switch and you can switch between your Windows device and your iOS device and your Android device if you happen to have one. I have Windows and iOS. So essentially, I can use the same keyboard for both devices. It works more seamlessly with iOS than it does with Windows, which is kind of strange in that it is a Microsoft mobile Bluetooth keyboard.
In a sense, think of your keyboard as your docking station for this particular tablet. And I should probably go over the specs once I'm done going through the box and prior to powering up.
Definitely.
In this box, I also have a bag here. And in this bag, we have our AC adapter, and it's a micro USB. Oh, no, it's not a micro USB. Sorry, it's one of those round type of small connectors. So I guess this particular tablet is different, does not have the kind that Darren's has or other tablets have where you only have
one micro USB port, and if you're charging via that port, well, you can't connect any other USB peripherals.
Yes,
I guess you could use a hub, but meh.
It's kind of like, it's a round, I don't know, it's almost about the size of a, I don't know, headphone, like the 3.5-inch connector, but smaller, and it's probably just a small enough, almost like your Nokia charger, I guess, if you want to say it like that.
Wow, so it's a dedicated charger for that tablet.
Yes, it is. And I didn't even realize that until now. I mean, even though I felt the tablet and everything, that's one of the things you do miss when you feel the tablets, per se, because I felt other tablets. And finally, in this box, we have your fun stuff. We have your warranties, your instruction, your getting started quick start guide, and your, believe it or not, this tablet does come with a one-year subscription of Microsoft Office 365 Home and Student Edition. Basically, in a sense, that means you just register your Office with that particular product key, and you can have Microsoft Office 365 for a year. There is an advantage and there is a disadvantage. I can say this because I have a copy myself. Basically, what I was saying was the Office 365 has its advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is the fact that if you have more than one computer, you can share your documents amongst each other. So basically, they store online in the cloud. Whereas the disadvantage is the fact that you pretty much have to stay online and Microsoft forces you to sign in and all that fun stuff.
Right,
and
right.
It takes forever.
To tie you down.
That's another thing that really hogs down your tablet. So that's going to go bye-bye as soon as I am done configuring it and installing. At this time, I'm open for questions before we proceed any further, since I just covered the basic contents of the tablet.
Basic unboxing, yep. All right, any questions?
Yeah, actually, you say it stores files in the cloud, is that through OneDrive?
Yes.
Cool, you get like 1 terabyte, don't you?
Yeah,
I
you do.
So.
It's for $9 for $9 a month, you get 1 terabyte, Office 365, and then I have a friend who's on the business end of things. I think it's like a little more pricey, but you get a bunch of stuff. Website, development tools, all sorts
of kidding.
Hosting and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you kind of achieve the same thing with Dropbox, too. I mean, $9, you're going to get 1 TB, and that's typically what I do. I did not do the live, I'm going to say live 365, the Office 365 deal, because I was cheap and probably stupid because I had an old copy of 2003 here, and I just put Word on it. I mean, I didn't put Outlook or anything else. It was a copy of, you know, Office Professional 2000. So I just put Word on it, and every once in a while I get these pop-ups saying, hey, Office 365, blah, 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 and I'm like, no, go away, I don't want you. So it's probably some HP bundle thing.
Yeah, I just bought a copy of Office 2000, was it 10 or Office 2010? It was the one before 13.
Yeah,
it was 2010.
Yeah.
And that works fine for me, so I really,
Yeah, I mean, each to their own choice. I mean, if people want to uninstall their software and whatnot, I mean, you have the freedom to do so. I'm just saying that with this particular tablet and probably with Darren's too, his came bundled with the 365 because, of course, they pay, I guess, the companies, or I don't know how exactly it works, but they paid basically to have it bundled.
Agreement. I'm a little leery of uninstalling all this HP stuff, but I'd like to. I don't know if it would break something or not, so I'm not going to do it.
The only thing I wouldn't uninstall is like your system, like your something that says system or Wi-Fi or
anything that's based on like the drivers for the hardware on the tablet.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've still got 15 gigs free on the tablet, so I'm not.
What kind of tablet are you working with? If you don't mind asking.
The tablet that we're working on is the next book. Like I said, I know people missed it earlier, where I bought it from. They didn't even know what an on-the-go cable means. That's how bad it was. I'll let Darren kind of, because he's played with that, but I'll let him explain what the on-the-go cable does.
I was kind of curious. I didn't know what it was.
Your OTG cable will convert from, most tablets typically have, apparently, because I've only seen mine, but they have a micro USB port, and this cable will convert from micro USB to your conventional female, it ends in a female USB port. So you can plug in things like hard drives and thumb drives and USB keyboards. In fact, the first keyboard I plugged into mine, because I couldn't get Narrator going with the the basic commands on the tablet to get Narrator going, I actually plugged in, not knowing if it would work or not, I plugged in a wireless receiver for a keyboard, and Windows detected it, saw it, and, you know, boom, I had a wireless keyboard. And I just did Windows U, and the Ease of Access Center popped up, and I pressed tab and hit space, after Armando told me to, of course, because he'd seen 8.1, and I hadn't seen 8.1. I'm going, what to do? Yeah. What to do? So he told me what to do, and Narrator came up running. And let me just say here that Narrator actually is a decent basic screen reader in 8.1. It's nothing like 7. It's nothing like Vista, what have you.
It's got
great touch gestures. You can even install other Sappy voices, and it will detect them, and you can use them instead of the onboard David voice. Microsoft David, which isn't too bad to begin with. You're able to at least go through the setup of the tablet, which I'm sure Armando will do here in a bit. It's actually, you know, I was able to set mine up, no problems, and the USB keyboard worked great. I would definitely recommend, if your tablet doesn't have a keyboard, make sure you have given it some thought when you get your tablet, because you'll want to have a keyboard handy, because it's just going to make things easier. The on-screen keyboard is kind of clunky, and I know there's a podcast that was done on Cool Blind Tech where the lady was having some trouble entering in stuff with the touch-based keyboard and the on-screen keyboard. She actually had to get help pairing the Bluetooth keyboard. She had to get some sighted assistance.
I remember that.
Within like three tries, I was able to get my Bluetooth keyboard up and running. And the thing that made it the most difficult was the fact that the numbers, which all the code consists of a six-digit number, the numbers were a little offset on my keyboard, and I found that out the hard way. I was typing dashes and equals instead of zeros and nines.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are there any other questions before he continues? No one else is speaking, so I just want to make sure there's no other questions.
I was going to ask him about the specs of the machine, but he says he doesn't...
Yeah, he kind of ran down over on Twitter with me here.
The tablet specs are as follows. It's a Nextbook, and I'm sure you can Google Walmart Nextbook Windows 8.1 tablet. So if you really think about it, it was not bad. And now
that's
reasonable. It is very reasonable. And Darren and I were actually talking about that. It actually amazes me that the lower end of the tablets have a lot better reviews than your higher end. And the reason I say this is because I was comparing this tablet to a Toshiba Encore 2, which was $249. And yeah, I mean, it had more memory. Yeah, I was able to get up to 128 gigs of storage SD card in it, but the problem was, I guess, the battery life was not great on it, and the hard drive was not great because it wasn't using an SSD. And the same thing with the Asus Transformer. It was $329. We had the same situation. It had a bigger battery, yes, one more hour. This particular tablet is rated for 7 hours of battery life, whereas the Asus and the Toshiba were rated at 8. And of course, they had the storage capability of increasing storage to 128. But the drawback, again, was just the quality and how things were set. And this particular tablet, yeah, it's got 1 gigs of RAM. It's got 32 gigs of storage. It can accept up to a 64 gigs micro SD card for basically for about 96 gigs. I mean, that's really not bad total.
That's really good.
That's not bad at all.
As Darren pointed out, he said he had 15 gigs to spare with his program installed.
That's all on the tablet. Now mine was the one of the lower end tablets that Armando was talking about. It was the $99 tablet, the HP 7 Stream, and which is of course a 7-inch tablet. They have an 8, which is 8 inches, and 11, which is 11 inches. This one's about the size and dimensions almost exactly of an iPad Mini. It has 32 gigs. Yep, it has 32 gigs of onboard storage. I don't want to get into touchscreen specs because I'll screw that up. I don't recall exactly what they were.
Yeah, same thing with mine. I don't know.
But I do know it is a five-finger multi-touch screen. It has 1 gig of onboard storage, Atom Intel quad-core processor, which don't get all excited about that because even though it is a quad-core processor, it's not multi-threading, so it's not a very fast processor per se.
No.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's true.
Yep. It does accept... I thought the max was 32 gigabytes on a micro SD. Armando is telling me it's 64, which may be true, which is fine because I can upgrade my 32 card to a 64 in the future. And all told, with the addition of the, you know, with Windows and the few programs I installed on it, that takes up about, 15 gigs or thereabouts. So
yeah, what do you run on it?
It'll run essentially anything that a PC will run because it's running a full desktop copy of Windows 8.1.
Yes.
This isn't
some
stripped
down version. Yeah, right. This is not some stripped down version of Windows we're talking about. Now, some tablets do run Windows RT, which is a command line based thing and wouldn't run NVDA and stuff anyway. It's I don't know why you'd want that. But this actually runs a full desktop copy of Windows 8.1, and it'll run essentially anything you want. Aside from the fact that you only have 1 gig of RAM, so I've actually got Firefox installed on mine. I've got Echo Link, which is a ham radio based program. Mm-hmm. I've got Winamp. I've got I don't think I'm installing any games on it because it's only 1 gig of RAM.
Right.
But I can load.
We play BK3 on it.
Probably. I don't know how much lag you get. But I've got Firefox and all my add-ons installed. And today I was running Flash and doing all kinds of stuff, kind of benchmarking it, seeing how much RAM it would use. And I actually got up to 91% RAM usage, but it wasn't lagging. I mean, it was running NVDA, and every time I'd press a key, and I'll be happy to show you in a bit once we get both these tablets unboxed. We'll have dueling tablets and see how things go. But the microphone in this thing is actually very surprising because, you got a nice mic that it sounds good. As long as you know how to set the levels, it doesn't clip. And you don't have any fan noise because you're talking about a solid-state tablet, so there's no fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm going to let Armando get back to the unboxing here, but I just want to say that by the time I got my micro SD card, I still had 15 gigs free on the tablet, or the 32 gigabyte storage, so about half. Plus the 32 gigs of onboard storage actually is about 29 because, you don't get full capacity of storage cards.
You
always
do,
end up losing a gig or so. Right. And the way it sees the card and the way it's formatted. But I went ahead and formatted mine NTFS because in order to insert the card into this particular tablet, you have to actually unsnap the whole back. The whole back comes off and you can see the battery and the RAM and the motherboard and all that.
Oh, wow.
Which you can't do anything with it because it's all soldered. It's not user replaceable or anything like that.
Right.
But that's where the micro SD card slot is. And I figured, I'm not going to be removing this thing. So I just formatted an NTFS and inserted the card and pop the back back on and it's all good. And they even have front and rear cameras.
Yes.
Granted, the rear camera is only a 2-megapixel camera, but you've got a front and rear camera so you can do Skype and things like that.
I have the keyboard. I'm going to pull it out of its styrofoamy insert that it comes with and I'll toss it to the side on top of the boxes. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I'm typing on it just to...
Laptop sounding keyboard.
And on the top, you have a docking deal where the tablet sits. So essentially, you can pop off the screen. The tablet does have a release button underneath where the docking station area is. You can pop off the screen and essentially either use it as a tablet or B, you can pop it back into the docking station and use your, treat it like your netbook, like back in the days of 2009 to 11 style type of thing. Kind of that setup. So
very cool.
It's got your function keys and I can prove that because of course it's got your, I can go Alt F4, Alt F3, Alt F2, whatnot.
I'm jealous that you have function keys. I have simulated function keys.
The only thing this particular dock does not have is the USB. It's all basically based on the tablet. So don't go thinking, I'm going to have USB keyboards on this, on the keyboard area. Cause you don't have USB, but you do have a trackpad, which doesn't do us any good. Well, maybe it does with NVDA. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, you can use the track. You can use your finger. And now that is cool because I don't have that. I don't have the ability to plug in a USB. Well, I guess I do with the OG with the OTG cable, but I wouldn't want to do that. The
tablet has a Intel Atom processor, as Darren said. I think it's running at 1.83. It's a quad-core processor. 32 gigs of storage, max 64 gigs max of an SD card you could take, micro SD card. 1 gig of internal RAM. And as Darren said earlier, this RAM is non-user replaceable. So think of it in Apple terms. Once you buy something, you pretty much buy something.
It's soldered to the board, so have fun. So if 2 gigs of RAM are important to you, make sure you buy a tablet that has 2 gigs of RAM.
And the battery life on this tablet is rated for 7 hours. For being the cheap tablet, $179. And of course, I've seen on the internet for cheaper, but I'm the kind of person that likes to go and feel and caress the keyboard, making sure it's going to fit me before I consider buying, instead of, quote unquote, no pun intended, buying blindly. And finally, we pulled out the tablet. The tablet is out of its sleeve. It's a 10.1-inch tablet, and the screen has like a rubberized material thing so it can your fingers won't slide. On the bottom, if you have the tablet facing upwards, on the bottom you have the ports where your tablet sits to dock into the keyboard. On the left edge side, I could be wrong, but of course I'm doing this based on what I felt at Walmart when I bought it. We have it's either headphone jack or the charging port. I want to say it's the charging port, followed by the headphone jack, followed by a micro SD card slot, and then I want to say followed by the USB deal.
Micro USB port. One of the things you have here is that it seems like you don't have to disassemble your tablet to get to your micro SD card slot. And keeping in line with the HP7 Stream, just to give you an idea, it is rated for around 9 hours of battery life. And I've gotten at least that, or maybe more, out of it. And would probably get more if I stripped down my copy of NVDA and got rid of some add-ons. They definitely take up RAM. They definitely chew up battery life. So I may do that in future. But let's get the fun part, man, where you fire that thing up and actually...
Yeah. What if we continue, there's nothing...
You're going across the top now, right?
Yes, I'm going across the top. We have the first button you come up. If you trail from the left, you have your power button. You have your rocker switch, your volume up and down switch, and you have a dedicated Windows key. Some tablets do come with a Windows key or physical button. Some do not.
The HP 7 Stream does not.
And then pretty much the tablet is plain from the Windows key all the way to the bottom. If we flip the tablet over, in the back we have two pairs of speakers. We have the speakers where the sound comes out of. So that's actually a nice addition.
What's on the back? Kind of odd.
They figured sound travels towards you instead of away from you. I don't know. I'm not the manufacturer of Nextbook.
Right.
Exactly. So in the back, we have nothing. I mean, it's just other than the speakers and, of course, your camera that you can't feel. And, of course, you have stickers. How do we dock the tablet? I'm assuming that you lay the tablet with screen down. You line it up against the docking area and the keyboard. And I'm thinking it's supposed to pop in. Oh, and it does. It doesn't even snap. It just pops in. So now,
You can't use it if the keyboard's detached, can you?
You can't use the keyboard, no.
Okay, so that is one disadvantage to my setup. I can be at least, with Bluetooth, I can be 30 feet away from it, and it's going to work.
Disassemble the tablet from the docking station. You kind of have to lay it flat on the ground, let it rest on the keyboard, and then you push forward. You kind of have to give it a little pressure, but you push forward. And now, essentially, the tablet slides forward. It disengages from the hinge, and now you just have the screen in your hand.
You can store it in your laptop bag or wherever and
call it good. Exactly.
Call it use touchscreen gestures.
So now I'm going to pop the keyboard back into the tablet, back into its keyboard, and as such, and I'm going to open it, and it's going to take a little bit of effort because these keyboards for a purpose come well assembled or hinged so that you don't have your screen flop around, rather. And in this instance, it's not going to flop around because of the way the hinge is built. It's going to just stay stable, so you won't have a flopping screen. So now I open the tablet, and if you go towards the back, it feels a lot higher than the front because of the fact that I guess it's to raise so people can actually look at the screen. So it's raised from the back because of the hinge and the way the tablet sits on the docking port. So now I'm going to plug in my headphones, a cable that is going to give us sound. And I know Darren is excited. I'm excited. We're all excited.
Yes, indeed.
So we plug it.
Let's get narrator going.
I'm going to hold the power button for 2 seconds. Hopefully,
this is the tough part right here.
This Hopefully is the what button. Two, I hit the power button. Let go.
Give it about 20 seconds. Like mine, you won't hear a startup noise. You'll just hear, you may not hear anything. I don't recall.
I can't even hear the tablet. I don't know if you guys can hear it.
You won't. There's nothing to hear. There's no fan. There's no hard drive movement.
Let's see if I can get narrator going. Yes.
Windows U.
Can you get your narrator?
No, we did not hear that. Your noise reduction is on, so.
How about now?
Narrator.
There we go. Beautiful.
See?
Magnifier. Make items on the screen larger.
You got a shift.
High contrast. On-screen keyboard. Magnifier. Yep. Narrator.
So now here we go.
Now you have narrator.
Set up Windows. Pane. Next button. Alt plus 1.
Oops.
Backs tab.
Give him a little demo tab. Of narrator.
Tab. Ah. Tab. Right arrow.
All you have there is a next button.
Narrator setting. Set up Windows. Pane. Next button. Shift.
Oops.
Alert. Choose a language. Access. English. Button collapsed. Space.
English.
Country or app language. English. Keyboard layout. U.S. Read only. Time and zone. UTC 05:00.
No, I'm not in UTC Eastern Pacific.
That's where you're going to have a lot of fun because you got to arrow a lot to find the right one. It's almost easier to set that in control panel afterwards.
That too, yes. That's
time
a good point.
Zone. UTC 08:00 Pacific time.
There we go.
Read
only comma.
Lucky.
Button collapsed. Francais. English. Button.
There we go.
Country or region. App language. Keyboard layout. Time and zone. UTC 08:00.
I could just hit enter, I'm assuming.
Alert applying these settings. Please read this so you know what you're agreeing to. I accept button. Button.
Let's see.
PC name. Editing.
I'm going to name it.
R. O. N.
Oops.
Backspace.
This keyboard is a little tricky to type because of the space. Because of the way it's reduced. But at least we're here.
Wide space bar.
Exactly. No, just the keys itself are just so bunched together.
Right, yeah. Right,
next button. PC name. Editing Armando tab. Next button.
Armando tab.
Plus
it wants me to connect to my Wi-Fi.
Button. Use Express settings button.
Use Express settings. This is a user preference, but what Express settings versus custom settings is, if you're basically a sighted person and you like to use your apps, like for camera and maps and food and drink and fitness and blah, 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 to say the least. This will basically tell your app store, okay, he's using this app in Savannah, Georgia, or I don't know, or Anaheim, California, at a gym.
But it's almost like turning on location services in iOS, I guess.
Correct. And I don't like to do that, so I'm going to walk you guys through the custom settings of how I configure my computers. So
I've already done it, so is there a way to undo it?
Unfortunately, no.
I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what to do, and custom wasn't letting me do anything, so I just end up hitting Express to get through it.
Customize button.
Someone hit the space bar on customize.
Yes button. Alt plus Y. For home or work networks.
Do I want to allow my computer or my tablet to connect to the home network? Well, I'm going to choose yes, even though, honestly, I do not have anything on a home network, whereas Darren, he had a connect. He probably said yes, but it wouldn't see his network or his stuff on the computer because of the fact that he was typing it in his password wrong, because your home group password and your Wi-Fi password are two different scenarios.
Two different things, and yes. I was a bad person. Being an admin, I should know that passwords have uppercase and lowercase letters. Well, I was being a bad person and typing in everything lowercase like a jerk, and so for a long time, that didn't happen.
Windows U did work. At least we got an error working. That's the main idea.
No button.
Absolutely.
Yes button.
I'm just going to say yes, even though I don't have a home network set up.
Set up Windows. Pane. Next button. Alt plus N.
Oops.
Ease of access. Back button.
So I'm tabbing, by the way. I'm hitting the tab.
Automatically install important and recommended updates. Read only combo box. Collapsed.
So that's on.
Automatically get device drivers, apps, and info for new devices. Slider at on.
For those of you that are listening to this, you obviously know this, hopefully, but that is not the built-in tablet speaker. He's got it plugged into speakers.
Use smart screen online services to help protect against malicious. Automatically update my apps. Slider at on.
Well, since I don't use apps, I'm gonna uncheck that box. But again, that is a per user preference.
Off. Use smart screen online services to help protect against malicious content in sites loaded by...
This is asking me if I want to use smart screen, in case to, I don't know, for add-ons and whatnot to kind of protect you. I don't care for that since I usually maintain my own computers. So I'm going to disable that.
Off. Send a do not track request to websites I visit in Internet Explorer. Slider add-on.
And I leave that on since, yes, I know people use Firefox and Google Chrome, but I'm still partial to Internet Explorer.
Create a new account. Link.
And he's asking me if I want to sign in with my Microsoft account, but I actually found out, Darren, because I was playing with it on my laptop and another computer, that there is a way you can create a local account versus a Microsoft account.
Yes, you have to actually act like you're going to do it, and then you can.
Yes, and I'm going to do that actually because I don't want the Microsoft account. That's where like Office 365 and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I did not do that either. Right. So
yeah, that's one thing. I mean, if you want to, you can do that, but I wouldn't recommend it, especially if you're gonna, you know, if it's on a tablet, I wouldn't recommend it just because it's gonna really kill your battery.
Next button, Alt plus N.
I hit enter on that one on to create a new account.
First name, setup windows, pane, back button, ease of access, create a local account.
Create a local account is what I want because I shift that a few times to get to create a local account.
Username.
And I'm going to create my account.
Shift-R-M-O.
Sorry, this keyboard is a little harder to type.
Button.
And?
Tab.
It's setting up the tablet.
Getting your PC ready. This might take a few minutes.
And that will take about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. It takes about less than 5 minutes.
Well, it's going to repeat that every 10 seconds or so until it's done.
So meanwhile, I should probably ask you guys have any questions before we get to the other part.
How much was the tablet that you got?
$179 plus $15 tax came out to $195.
Not bad. Okay, cool.
Mine was a $99 tablet that I got off eBay for $70.
Ooh, sweet.
Plus the Microsoft keyboard, because mine didn't come with a keyboard, is around $68 on Amazon. So it all evens out pretty much. And they have about the same specs as well.
Oh, and my tablet just took about 2 minutes to set up because of all the stuff that it didn't have to do.
Oh, yeah. Nice. All the customizations you did, yeah.
Yeah, that's the beauty about being able to customize it.
Indeed.
Especially, you know, you don't have to worry about all these apps. And that's one thing I was trying to tell people. Don't go with the Express setting because the Express setting is the Express setting. And obviously, the Express setting is going to not give you the results you want.
So, I mean, even if you set it up with that, you're not gonna necessarily harm anything. But you're gonna, you know, I want to stress that because that's what I did. I'm still able to use it as a portable computing device. It's just, but he's right. It has a lot of extra stuff that you're probably not gonna use, and therefore, if you're like me and you've already hit enter on Express because you couldn't, you'll still be able to use it.
So I'm going to unload my job access with speech, and I'm going to load NVDA on my desktop, and I'm going to install NVDA onto the SD card since I wasn't able to get an OTG cable, sadly to say, because the people here don't know what an OTG cable is at the store where I bought it from.
It's on the go, once again, for those of you who came in late and don't know what that is. I'll explain what that is while he's doing this. Basically, an OTG cable, again, will convert you from micro USB to a mail connector, has a micro USB mail connector on one end, which plugs in the tablet, and then the other end terminates in a conventional USB female port where you can allow you to plug in keyboards and thumb drives and even hard drives and anything else that requires a USB input.
Yeah.
So since he can't do that,
he's going to install an NVDA to a micro SD card using an adapter that the card plugs into, and then you plug the SD card into a reader or whatever you happen to have there to read it, and then install away, just like it shows up as a portable drive and you install it.
So he's not making a portable copy, he's just going to do a straight install?
You can create a portable copy on a drive, run that portable copy on the drive as a portable copy and install from the portable copy. So you can essentially make a portable copy from an install and make an install from a portable copy.
From
so
a portable
it's,
copy.
So
you
it's
can do
very
either
efficient.
Or you can make it, you can literally one drive for everything.
Correct. And you can include your NVDA configuration so it copies over all your add-ons and everything. It's not just a clean install. Well, I mean, it can be a clean install.
Well, you can make it that way, but yeah.
But you can choose to replicate your personal MDDA, which I have done on my tablet. I have done on my wife's computer for technical purposes. I have done on my own computer. I mean, it's so easy. I don't have to wait minutes and minutes and hear the whole time. It's done in like 2 minutes. NVIDIA just goes beep, 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 and it's done. So, but the reason I'm kind of giving NVIDIA a good plug here is because you can pay $99 for a tablet. You can pay a little more for a keyboard. You can download a free screen reader and essentially have a fully functional portable device that is more portable than a laptop, a little bigger than an iPhone. Of course, iPhones are different because they're Apple. It's apples and oranges. Can't really compare. But I can take my iPhone and my tablet, and both of them put together is lighter than a laptop. I can do essentially anything I want with those two devices and carry them both in a backpack, or, you know, I can carry my iPhone on my belt. But, you know, it's amazing what technology we have. And I originally just got the tablet to play around with, but it very well could become the portable Windows device.
Have you put TikTok on it yet?
Yes, I have, and I'll demonstrate that in a minute once Armando gets this thing up and running. I am currently setting up my keyboard, which is my Microsoft Universal Bluetooth mobile keyboard, and basically I'm just unfolding it. And it has a neat little cover. This keyboard, particular keyboard, has a smart cover on it, meaning when the cover is closed, the keyboard is off. When it's open, it's on. So easy on/off. Keyboard also doubles as a stand for your tablet. So I'm placing the tablet in the stand, and I'm going to power it up here. And I'm going to turn on, let's see, 1, 2... The tablet is now coming on. I am going to turn up some other mics. These are stereo mics, but this room is mono. So you're going to hear the tablet boot up. Where's my cable? That's the tablet. And you're going to hear NVDA in just a moment.
Now, did you have to turn on the Windows 8 start sound on the tablet like you do on the
PC?
Yes. I thought so.
Okay. Yes, you do. So here comes NVDA. Here comes my Jambox. Let's turn it on. There's NVDA. So, you settle down there. All right. Let's see. So we're gonna launch Team Talk.
Now, do you have to use a tablet with a keyboard, or is it possible to use it just strictly?
You can use the touchscreen. I prefer the keyboard. I haven't really played with the touchscreen. I've had to use it for certain things where the keyboard could not get me in focus for things, but it does work. Now I'm going to join the channel. Oops, and we're looping back, so hang on a minute. Let me fix that.
Selected. Supports multiple start. Selected. Requires Internet Explorer button.
So the next thing you're going to hear is going to be the tablet on Team Talk. So this is the microphone on the tablet.
Not bad.
And this is what it sounds like, and I apologize for the delay.
Hey, it's not too bad. Actually, it's not very bad at all. That's good.
Now I have my SD card ready. NVDA is loaded on there. So I am going to attempt to pop the SD card into the tablet. We're going to insert the tablet, and I believe to insert the tablet, we kind of have to have the ridges facing downward towards the ground. Because, as you know, the SD card has the ridges. The nubs, I don't know what you call them. But you have them facing down towards the ground with the little lip facing towards you. So we're going to pop in the SD card, and hopefully the tablet will recognize it. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to force it. That's one thing you don't want to do.
You don't want to force it.
You definitely don't want to force SD cards.
You're talking about your micro SD card, right?
Yes.
I think it goes in if the slot is narrow, it goes in sideways so that the little lip on the card is facing up and out so that you can, when you go to pull it out, you can get your fingernail under that little lip and sort of pull the card out. You definitely don't want to force it.
No, but actually it's the opposite way. It's with the ridges upward. Sorry. For some reason, I thought it was going in because I felt some give, but then once I tried pulling it in, it was kind of pushing back, but this one has a spring-loaded deal, so you'll know when it goes in because it actually latches as a spring loader.
Right. It'll lock into place. You push it in, and it pops back out just a little bit. It's seated in the slot at that point.
Running narrators general.
And I'm going to unload narrator.
Command minimize exit narrator.
Because you kind of have to, since I know how to
exiting narrator.
Since I know how to bring up NVDA, and when the NVDA card popped in, it told me what drive it was, which is letter D for donut. And I'm going to hit the letter N for NVDA. Just because I don't know where my colon and my backslash is on this thing. It's a new keyboard, so you kind of have to do it the long way at first until you get used to it. Although I could have left narrator on, but then that would have created a whole conflict. Hopefully I should hear something. Oh, there we go.
You've got Alquins. That's nice.
That's how responsive it is.
It's very responsive.
That's good.
And I'm going to close the... SD card folder. And now I'm going to demo what Darren was saying. How do you install NVDA from the SD card? So I'm going to use my caps lock key N, which is my modifier key, my insert N.
NVDA.
And I'm going to down arrow till I hear tools.
References sub-menu key. Tools sub-menu key.
And right arrow to open the submenu.
ULP. CQRS. Python control key. Manage add-ons. Create portable copy. C. Install NVDA.
Install NVDA.
Install NVDA dialog to install NVDA in your hard drive. Please press the continue button. Use NVDA on the Windows log on screen. Check all
and then from there,
I want to do that? I don't want that. It's a per user preference.
No check. Create desktop icon, shortcut key, control, then check alt.
I do want to have the shortcut created.
Copy portable configuration to current user account, not check alt.
And I do want to copy my portable configuration.
Check. Continue alt.
Continue, and we should hear the UAC come up, and I'm just going to hit alt Y.
Press desktop. Installing NVDA on desktop. Anyway, 0%.
There's the UAC.
Installing NVDA dialog. Please wait until NVDA is installed. Installing NVDA. Installing NVDA.
I actually turned off the progress speech.
Now, one thing I will point out is that when you run, it just finished.
You got it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Darren, before I hit into
it. Should say, if you run narrator by typing narrator, you only get narrator, meaning that the Ease of Access Center does not run. If you do Windows U, you go through the Ease of Access Center, and then you tab, and you hit space, and narrator comes up and running, but then you've got Ease of Access.
Running in the background, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So the moment of truth, 3, 2, 1, enter.
Happy New Year.
There it is. Nice.
That's a copy of NVDA, and we just installed NVDA. So this completes the first part of however many series of setting up your tablet. How do you set it up from the box? How do you install NVDA? If you have any questions, you can contact me at Armando, ArmandO. maldonado0767@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @maldonado0767. And I want to thank you for your time, for allowing me to set the tablet and to demo an actual unboxing.
Absolutely. This has been a very good this has been very good because my unboxing recording did not go so well, and I got home from eating Chinese Thursday night and was like, eh, you know what? I don't want to have to, you know, I want to play with my tablet, so whatever. I'm gonna unbox it. So and I didn't do a good job recording it. So this is very good. So I'm gonna start by powering it up here. 1, 2. And I just released the power button, so you can gauge how long it takes to start up.
How long it takes to boot after
you'll see. I just released the power button. It's booting up now. Hopefully it won't be too loud when it comes up. I don't know how loud it will be. So keep my finger on the slider that has the tablet on it.
Well, if I turn my computer off and can still hear it, then I'll know it's nice and loud.
There's the tablet. There it is right there. And NVDA will come up in just a moment. Yes, I do have Andre Louis' sound scheme on here. There's NVDA. And there we are. We're up and running. So anything anybody wants to see on the tablet, I've got Firefox on here. I've got, let's just see. Got CCleaner on there. Got to have that. Some desktop INI file, which I don't know why that's on there.
Windows always puts that there.
But you got Team Talk. Skype, and that is the full desktop version. I tried downloading the tablet version, and it said it was incompatible with my tablet.
That's one thing I would not recommend, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Darren.
Just try it just for grins.
Right, right. But I'm glad you pointed that out.
Right. We've got MBDA, of course.
I wonder what it says if you go to computer. What Windows? If does it say you have Windows 8.1? What do they call it? RT?
No.
RT is command line based. This is a full fledged desktop copy of Windows 8.1. You can install theoretically any Windows program you want. Although keep in mind, this particular tablet has 1 gig of memory. So if it's something that's going to eat up RAM, don't do it.
I'm surprised the operating system will run on a gig of RAM, to be honest.
Oh, it will. Right now we're running.
44%
I wish. I don't know where it came up with those specs, with those ideas. But you can see, even using 60% of RAM, look at this. It's responsive. So I can do, like, for example, I'll pull up Firefox here just to show you.
You have Winamp on there?
I do.
Media player?
I do. I'm pulling up Firefox now. It does take forever to load, but it will load eventually. And once it loads, it's not laggy. It's pretty snappy.
How do you shut it down? I assume the normal way, right? Just
show you? No, you can't Alt F4. That's not going to do anything on the desktop. What you do is hold the power button in, much like an iOS device, until it says slide to shut down. In which case, you can slide to shut down. You can double tap on the screen, or you can just press the space bar. And there is no shutdown sound for the tablet. In fact, there's no shutdown sound in Windows 8 at all. So
that I was aware of, because
yes. So I'm going to hold in the power button.
Slide to shut down. Slide to shut down window.
And I'm just going to hit space bar.
And there it goes.
And NVIDIA goes away. And literally after that sound, the tablet is shut down. There's no hanging. There's no waiting to shut down. That's it. That's
very
just
nice.
A little bit of what the tablet can do. And I just close my keyboard. And it's shut off. I can bundle it and the tablet right out of my bag. And I'm ready to go. But thanks to everybody for showing up, and hopefully this will be of some interest to some folks, and it'll give you a basic idea, at least, of how you can get your tablet up and running. And it's obviously not going to be the same as every other tablet, because you got different specs and maybe different things, but Windows 8.1 is going to be the same if your tablet's running that. Just, you know, I bought mine offline. Armando went and, you know, did hands-on with his for shopping to see what he would like. I just kind of went by the seat of my pants because it was an experiment anyway, and it kind of still is. But I could see myself using this thing along with my iPhone to accomplish just about anything I wanted to, say for audio editing and, you know, power-hungry, processor-hungry things, and RAM-hungry things. I could, you know, between my iPhone and this tablet, I could pretty much do anything I want to do. And if I wanted to use TeamTalk on it extensively, you just plug in power and just, you know, you don't have to worry about it going dead. The tablet may get a little warm. I've seen it get a little warm, but you're not going to blow it up or anything. You just run it on power, because if you don't, you can run it on battery, but you'll probably only get about 30 minutes or an hour out of it, because TeamTalk does suck a lot of battery life. But essentially, it will do what it's designed to do. I mean, it will function as a portable computing device. That's what it is. So hopefully this is of interest to some of you that are listening to the recording. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And as always, enjoy doing these unboxings, and thank you to Armando for doing that, essentially what I should have done in the first place.
Thank you.
So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps we'll come back with a part two where Armando demonstrates more stuff with his tablet, like installing programs, and I can even do some of that myself. But essentially, that's it. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you in the future.